You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I was in the D Club. I was popular with girls and boys.
Okay, this guy is a real zero. That's true.
Jeff Lutz.
Which means you weren't popular with either.
You're quasi-evil. You're semi-evil. You're the margarine of evil. You're the Diet Coke of evil. Just one calorie, not evil enough.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
In your head, that's the way it is. So, okay. You're so smart. I'll let it roll.
Don't you have any respect for yourself?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
All right, we are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show. We've got the three-man booth today with Jason Duda. We are off on Thanksgiving and on Friday. Jeff and I will be enjoying that time with friends and family. Jason will have one day of friends and family glee before returning to work.
Well, I got to work Friday, too.
Oh, do you?
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I'm fine with it.
I'll work Friday, too, but it's just not at the office. Although this is kind of my office. I kind of like it down here. It's kind of a comfortable place for me.
Sure.
As long as it works for you, then...
Thank you.
Who cares?
Thank you. Exactly.
Who cares? As long as you're comfortable with it, who
Nobody
cares
else
what anyone
have
else
an opinion.
Thinks? Well, they can have their opinion, but it shouldn't bother you on what their opinion is.
Max, it is...
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game!
A special Wednesday edition of the game. Jeff has one that he's pretty high on.
I'm excited about this.
I think he likes it because he feels like we'll all look pretty dumb.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm good at looking dumb in these games, so that's fine.
These categories are totally at random, which is why Max will be involved. I have no idea what's going to come up.
You got a spinning wheel?
We're going to give you a category with a list of 10 things within that category. You'll have 30 seconds.
To get as many as we can.
To get as many as you can. Meanwhile, Max will be writing his own list down. And then he'll get 15 seconds to try to name as many as he can, but those points go to that person. So this
did you even come close to understanding it?
So if Jason gets 5 on the category, Max comes in and gets 4, Jason has 9 points. Those points go to Jason.
What if Max wants Jason to win?
Then he'll throw the game.
Max, if you throw the game,
I'm not even sure I really understand it
by Monday.
Bob, Max, I don't even know if I understand it totally, but I'll go with it.
So you get 30, he gets 15. In the first category, do you want to go first or second, Jason?
No, I want to see how this game goes. Bob can go first.
All right.
So I'll get it. Is it random? Are the categories random?
Completely random. I have no idea what's going
on. I don't do anything on this category.
Correct.
Okay.
Your category is David Lynch movies.
Twin Peaks. No clue. Dumbest game I've ever heard.
I don't even know who David Lynch is.
Like, I know. He had a TV series called Twin Peaks.
He did.
Which was very famous. I have no idea what movies the guy made. And I'll take whatever Max can give me.
Well, he's got 10
seconds.
No,
I don't have any more seconds.
He has 10 more seconds to write what he has down, and then he'll have a 15
seconds.
Well, he
can look it up.
I wouldn't.
No, he can't.
I wouldn't
he's
do
writing
that,
him down. Time's up, Max.
Zabriskie Point.
15 seconds.
Zabriskie Point. David Lynch, Twin Peaks was all I ever knew.
I don't even think Max is listening.
I am.
Max, are you doing this or
Max,
what?
Are you playing?
They always shut off the mix minus, and I don't pay attention to it.
Well, get it shut on.
It's shut on now.
Mix the minus, and let's go. You have 15 seconds to name any David Lynch movie.
Zabriskie Point.
That's the only one you're going to guess?
I can't think of any other David Lynch movies offhand.
1 point for Bob.
What an absolute travesty.
Twin Peaks, Fire Walk With Me, I gave you that one.
No one saw it.
Wait a minute, did I get Twin Peaks?
Yeah, that's what I said. Yes. I gave you that one.
Well, then Max got one, too.
It wasn't on my list.
Wait a minute, it's a movie he made.
Doesn't matter, it's not on my list. The other is on my list.
Greatest game ever. I love it.
The others were Mulholland Drive, Inland Empire, Eraserhead, Elephant Man, Dune, Blue Velvet, Wild at Heart.
Are you sure, David? Are you sure he made Elephant Man?
I don't know. This was on my list.
Wild at Heart.
What do you want from me?
Isn't that the one with Laura Dern?
A password game.
I don't know, Max.
You make me hotter than Georgia asphalt. I didn't know that was David Lynch.
I don't care.
And I don't think he made Mulholland Drive either.
Give me a category of colors. I can get 10 of those.
All right, your category, Jason, totally random.
This is totally random?
Yes.
Yeah, totally not real. You don't even have the right list.
I have the list that it provided.
I love it.
And if he made Mulholland, it's not like you
guessed. By who?
It's not like you guessed Mulholland Drive. It's a website. Your category, Jason.
Yes.
Other words for friend. 30 seconds.
Buddy. Buds.
I get David Lynch movie, and this guy gets...
You'll be out of 10 seconds to your time for the interruption. Other words for friend.
Oh, man.
It would help if you guessed at least one.
I did.
I know.
Was that right?
Yes, but continue.
Oh,
that's it.
I got to keep going.
Yes.
How many seconds does he get?
30, you moron! If you keep talking, you're eliminated.
Acquaintance.
No.
Ah.
Max, other words for friend.
That was the quickest 30 seconds ever.
Yeah, because another guy was talking during it. Max, 15 seconds to name as many other words for friend as you can.
Throw the game, Bob.
In Italian, it's amici. Pal, yeah. Homie, compadre.
None of these are going to be on the list.
Well, I don't know where he's getting his list from. Paisan.
Paisan.
You got one. Jason got one.
Amici is friend in Italian.
Languages.
Pal.
What's
pal?
Max, are you getting more dense like the rest of these people?
What? You got pal, okay?
What are the
Everybody
other ones?
Shut up.
What
now?
About homie?
In German,
this is my homie.
Oh, my God.
I like this game.
Amigo, bestie, comrade, compatriot, confidant, mate, brother, wingman. All right.
Oh, yeah.
He used
wingman. Oh, I can't. I love this.
He can't. Wait a minute.
This.
Why does my Italian ones not count if you have the Spanish one in there?
It's not on my list.
He's got a list, Max.
He's got a list, Max.
Turn your mix minus down or whatever.
Nah, you stay on, Max.
Oh, I love this one. I love this one. For Bob, round two, movies with animals in a lead role.
Benji. Gosh. Ren 10-10, that's a TV show. Animals in a lead role.
Yep.
Dumbo. Saving Nemo.
Not the name of the movie.
Saving Private Ryan. I don't care. Saving somebody's ass. Finding Nemo.
Time's up. Max, do you have any guesses?
I don't know if Flipper is an animal. It's a fish.
Just make your guesses.
Flipper.
You don't have to wonder.
All right.
Just guess.
Flipper. The Wolfman. Werewolf of London. What's a dog movie? Air Bud.
Time's up.
Lion King. Fox and the Hound.
I got Air Bud in there.
What? I got zero.
Zero.
Benji
what?
Isn't listening.
How is it
no.
Benji?
Air Bud. Air Bud was a dog playing basketball. Where'd you get your list?
Planet of the... It's my list, Max. Planet of the Apes, Beethoven, Milo and Otis, Lassie, Jurassic Park, March of the Penguins, Dr. Doolittle.
But not Benji.
King Kong, Congo, and Jumanji.
But not King Benji. Kong.
Yeah,
Jumanji,
no,
but
yeah,
not Benji.
Sorry, the nine people who watched Benji are really upset.
This is the Jumanji. Greatest game ever. Oh my
this
God.
Is awesome. I love it.
Benji's one of the most popular movies of all time.
I've never seen it.
If
no,
King
no
Kong's in there,
it.
Then the Wolfman and Werewolf King should be in there.
Jason,
Flipper.
Your yeah. category with a 2-1 lead
yeah.
is running away with this because everyone else is dumb. Hard cheeses.
Hard cheeses.
Hard cheeses.
Cheddar, mozzarella, Havarti. What? American. Colby.
You guy can name a cheese and gets points.
Good God. Well, he's barely naming any.
I've only named five. Name a cheese. A Swiss.
You got three.
Oh, yeah.
Well, of course.
Nice.
Name a cheese.
Max, 15 seconds. Just name cheeses. Let's go.
Hard cheeses. Parm. Asagio. The one that begins with R that I can't think of. Oh, God, they took it out of Regina's recipe, too.
Time. Five.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Dude, five.
Name a cheese. Look what I'm going to get.
He said
now.
A hard cheese, though.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. That's
you got
hard
cheese.
Yeah,
you got
I'd rather name a soft cheese.
Mozz isn't hard.
You got to get you got cheddar, Colby, and Swiss, and Max got Asiago and Parmesan. You missed Romano, Provolone,
Romano.
Gouda, Pecorino, Gouda. Manchego.
I mean, any cheese. Next. You fixed the game against me.
No, this is you went first, and this is what it is. Your category, world capitals, beginning with the letter B. Oh, I love it.
Oh, I
Beirut.
Two of them.
Beirut. Beirut. did I say Beirut?
I think so. Oh my God!
Give me a country.
Any?
What? Yeah, you got any country?
Give me a country. That's what I'm asking you to do.
I mean, how do I know?
Time's up. You got one, Max.
Nice.
15 seconds.
Berlin.
You could have got more.
Barcelona.
Yeah.
Bogota.
Oh, there you nice. Go.
Slow down, Max.
Try not. I'm trying to think of one here. Boston.
That's not the capital of a country.
I don't know.
You got,
Beijing?
You got 1-2, so it's 2 points for Bob in that round. Baghdad, Bangkok, Beijing, Belfast, Belgrade, Berlin, which
yeah,
you said.
Yeah, if I'd had time.
Bern, Brussels.
Now dude is going to get...
Canadian hockey team.
Name a brand of car.
I wouldn't be good at that.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
Jason, what? Your category is germ-killing substances.
What?
Germ-killing.
Oh, now it's funny.
Germ-killing substances.
Like Clorox? Like stuff like that?
Well, just start naming them.
Not brand names. Substances.
Yeah. Substances?
Yeah, let's go.
But I'll give you bleach for Clorox.
Yeah, well, that's the same thing. Sure, that other stuff. Did I say bleach? Is that how it works? How about that other thing that
time,
you use?
Max.
Dang it.
Stupid.
What was the question?
Germ-killing substances.
Antibiotics. Alcohol. Peroxide. Germ-killing substances. Mouthwash.
Okay, time. You got one hydrogen peroxide.
What about
alcohol?
Not
in there.
91.
No, it's not in here. Oh, yes, alcohol is. So you get two more. 3 points in that round. Jason leads 10-3.
Whew.
You're doing a lot of heavy lifting here.
I am.
Next category for Bob.
Oh, yeah.
No, this isn't.
No.
You should do well here.
Uh-oh.
Airlines serving the most passengers as of 2010.
American.
Yeah, just name them.
Delta. Southwest. Japan Airlines. Frontier. TWA, I think they were already gone by then. Continental. That's it. That's all I got.
Max.
Do they have to be current?
Delta, Southwest, and American.
He knows what I named.
Go ahead.
JetBlue in there?
Just guess.
JetBlue.
Rattle them off.
Koala. The Australian airline, which I can't think.
Yeah, Koala. That's a good one, Max.
Whatever the one that has never crashed.
Six guys flew that last year.
No, the
you
one
got
that
three.
Flies from Australia.
Koala.
Emirates had to be on there.
No, Lufthansa.
WestJet?
United. No, WestJet.
Oh, jeez.
Air France. China Eastern. China Southern.
Koala?
What was the Australian airline? I can't think of what the Rain Man wanted to fly on.
Max, just go ahead and help Duda, and when you're trying to help me, just turn your mic down.
Jason.
Oh, what?
Your category is Julia Roberts movies.
Oh. Bob wishes he had this one.
He does.
I do better. Ocean's 11, Aaron Brockovich. Oh, jeez. Why can't I think of any of her movies right now?
You're on the spot. It's tough.
I'll bet you Ocean's 11 isn't mentioned in Jeff's
list. Well, probably not, but.
All right.
Max. Oh,
Max.
Steel Magnolias.
No, too late.
I still had 30 seconds. I got a timer going.
Nope. Max, say Steel Magnolias.
I had Steel Magnolias. Notting Hill.
Sure you did.
Notting Hill.
How about Koala Magnolias, Max?
Notting Hill, Pretty Woman. Ocean's 12. I don't know if she was in that.
Yep, you got three. Five more points for Jason.
Jason and Max are just doing so good.
My Best Friend's Wedding, Steel Magnolias, Hook was on there, Runaway Bride. I don't even think we should. All right.
I get another one.
Your category, Stone Fruits.
What?
Stone Fruits.
Stone Fruit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What does that even mean?
I don't know, man, but you're going to have to
guess. What is that? No, I want a definition of what stone fruits means.
Okay.
Stone.
I'll tell you exactly what a stone fruit is. A stone fruit is a fruit with a pit or stone in the center of its flesh.
Well, there you go. That's a...
You should get all these.
Peach. Koala.
This is a
peach, of course.
You're so bad at this. Oh, I love it.
Well, what has a cantaloupe? Mm. Yeah, it has a pit in it.
That's not on my list.
Well, God, are you kidding?
Max.
Grape.
Fruits with pits.
Avocado.
He is bad for you.
Avocado, mango, I don't know.
Yeah.
Pineapple, watermelon.
You got one.
Well, what about cantaloupe?
It wasn't on there.
Plum has to be on
peach,
there.
Peach, plum, nectarine, cherry, mango, apricot, olive, date,
cherry,
lychee, and
oh, those are easy when you think of it now.
I know.
Last round, I guess.
Can you tell me the answers before? Because then it's really...
It would be a lot easier. Oh, this is awesome.
All right, we gotta move.
This is the last one, and Jason's gonna clean up. He better. Types of liquor.
Oh God.
Vodka, rum, wine, beer, whiskey, bourbon. moonshine, seltzer,
scotch, tequila.
Scotch, tequila.
That's about that's all covers I drink. That about covers the ones
go
I know
ahead,
about.
Max. Max, you got any?
Didn't I think he named them all? Did he miss beer? I mean, I think he got them all.
No, he got beer.
You got four. Gin.
Four? Four?
Gin,
only four?
Gin.
You got four.
Gin.
Like you're talking like you're some
where
expert.
Did he get
gin,
this list?
If you say gin again, I'm going to knock it through that television.
Gin, mezcal, whatever that is.
That's tequila.
Tequila was on there. Brandy, cognac, ozu, and soju.
Where did you get you this four. List?
You came up with the dumbest game.
I think it's
that,
awesome. I think
ever
that was
happened.
The best game
you just mentioned
that we've ever had.
Kinds of liquor.
Not
oh,
on my
sorry.
List.
Whiskey's not on it.
Whiskey was on it.
Bourbon on it?
No. Final score, Bob with 8.
Was Scotch on it?
Nope. Jason with 19.
Yeah.
What an absolute.
Was wine on it?
No. I just well, told you what was on it.
Then how do you go with that list?
That's his list.
The list that they gave us.
It's the list that he's
it's
got.
Completely
it's
random.
It's all we can do. I mean.
Unbelievable. The game's done. No more games.
I think that
Max,
was a great
cool.
game.
File that intro into the trash can.
Good game.
Thank you.
Yeah. We'll be back. We'll make our picks next.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
All right, Max, let's hear the music. We've got the big fella Anthony along to make picks, coming off another terrible week. We got to get the big fella going. Maybe this was a week. Maybe this was a week for him. 5 college games, 4 from the NFL. The bonus game this week is interesting to me. Las Vegas, Kansas City. We'll get to that for our last pick. Let's start in the college game. We got 2 ranked teams. Still hanging around the playoff hunt. Clemson and South Carolina, not only a big game in the playoff picture, but an in-state rival. Clemson is a 2.5-point favorite at home. I'll start. I don't think it's going to happen for Clemson. I like South Carolina for 3. Jeff.
Turns out I don't really like maybe two. I like two of these games. The rest, just throwing something at the wall, and this includes this game, which has a lot of points, but not a lot of actual confidence. Clemson for six.
Boy, see, this is where not watching the games gets you. Duda.
Yeah, I haven't watched Clemson this year. I've watched a little South Carolina, but I don't know a ton about these guys, and I can't pick a college game to save my life in the last few weeks, so South Carolina for one.
There you go. He's going back to the old formula.
Yep.
Max, trying to recapture that magic, which is uncapturable.
Hey, I had to change it up a little bit to see what happened.
Yeah, you're done. Max.
It's simple math on this one, boys. Clemson's 12, South Carolina's 15, and as people know, 12 always beat 15. Clemson for three.
Want to explain that in layman's
terms? I think he wanted to say 12 always beats a 5.
No.
But they were 15.
Thomas Edward Patrick Brady was 12. And he always beat 15.
Oh, there, yeah.
There you go.
And we know who 15 is, but we'll hear about that later.
Big fella, what do you think?
I don't know about this scenario. I don't know where that came from. Bob, I'm sorry that you have to do with all the shenanigans. So I'm going to try to bring some sense.
Thank you. I need the pity.
Clemson is going to do what Dabo Swinney let Clemson do. So it's at home. I'm going to take Clemson with 4 confidence points.
Duda, we're in good shape. Max, big fella, and Jeff took South Carolina.
No, we took Clemson.
Yeah, that's what I meant. You keep up.
I'll try.
Texas in College Station to face Texas A&M. Another big rivalry game. Both now members of the SEC. And Texas is a 5.5-point road favorite. Jeff.
These picks are presented by FanDuel America's number one sports book and an official sports betting partner of KFH. And I got Texas for 3. Don't quote me on any of this.
What about you, Duda?
I think A&M at home could keep this one close. So I'm going to take A&M for 2.
Here we go. Right down the line, folks. Max.
Yeah, I like Texas. I got to use my 8 ball on this one. So I'll take Texas for 8.
Really?
A lot of confidence. Anthony, what do you think? Work no consensus here.
Max, that was a big mistake. This game is as dangerous for Texas.
Wait a minute, Colorado, Anthony. You game. Took Indy for 9 last week. Come on.
Hey, listen to what I'm saying, though. I got the flow. Anyway, this game is as dangerous for Texas as Colorado was dangerous going up against Kansas. It's at the home of the 12th man. I'm putting my points on A&M to cover the spread, and I got 5 confidence points to prove it.
There you go, 5 confidence. Nobody analyzes these games better or picks them worse than the big fella.
It is a bizarre dichotomy.
I'll go with Texas for 4. I think Texas is that much better than A&M, but time will tell. Finally, next we have Kansas in Waco to face Baylor. KU, of course, on a roll. Baylor's a good football team. No pushover, especially on their home turf. KU, a 1.5-point favorite on the road. Interesting. Duda.
Baylor's not a bad team. This line opened up Baylor as a 2.5-point favorite. So you see where it's going. But can I do it? Yes, I can. I'm drinking the juice. Kansas for 8.
What's happened to you?
He's drinking the juice. He just said it.
What about you, Max?
KU Pat told me to take KU this week. I believe in KU Pat, so I take KU for 7.
Big fella.
KU is on a roll. They got something to play for. They don't want their season to end. I'm dropping 7 on KU.
Yeah, I'm going to continue the trend. I just feel like Kansas is on a mission. They're certainly not going to come up short after beating 3 ranked teams in their quest to get to a bowl game and highlight this great player they have in Devin Neal. Kansas for 8. Jeff.
Man, it's dangerous when everyone's on the same page. I feel the same, though. You're going to tell me KU gets this hot. They're on the doorstep of the postseason, and they're going to let Baylor ruin all that. I don't see it. KU for 8.
There you go.
Yep, start it and everybody follows.
Yeah, you're the leader. No,
usually not a surprise.
I try to do what you do.
Well, you probably should. You'd be doing a little better.
It's healthy because your wife makes pies for me. Next,
cool alert. Kansas. I heard it.
Kansas State and Iowa State.
So did I.
In Ames, who was the fool for you?
I think it was for you.
If you ever play the fool alert for me, Max, you'll be working at Target on Monday. Quit eating my Cheez-Its.
I'm eating the Chex.
Put it over here.
No.
Yeah, I want some.
Look how much is left, dude.
Iowa State in Manhattan. I'm sorry, in Ames to face Kansas State. Lot on the line in this game. This is a highlight game of the weekend for me. Iowa State favored by 2.5. Max, you got the first pick.
I know Iowa State's tough at home, but I'll go with K-State for 1.
K-State for 1. Anthony.
I'm going with the home team for 3.
All right. This is a tough one. This is a really tough one.
Yeah, it is.
I think Iowa State's going to get this done by a field goal or more, but I have very little confidence. 2 points. Jeff.
It is the Farm Bowl. I'm the farm boy.
Armageddon, not the Farm Bowl.
I call it the Farm Bowl.
Nobody's ever called it the Farm Bowl.
I like the Farm Bowl.
It's the Farm.
It's Farmageddon.
It's the Farm Bowl. I'm the farm boy. That's all I got.
Oh,
I don't
know.
I don't know what else.
Yeah, I'd love to hear where that was going.
So I am more qualified to pick this one than anybody else. And I'm taking K-State for 2. Book it.
We'll see if Duda has any confidence on this one. I say he won't.
After listening to that, and you think he's going to be right on this game,
yep.
Not a chance. Iowa State for 3.
There you go. Our last college game, the big one, Michigan-Ohio State. Or is it big? 21.5 points Michigan getting in Columbus. Anthony, you got the first pick here.
Yes. 21.5 points, that's big. That's astronomical. But it's still Michigan-Ohio State. And I'm pretty sure Michigan has some type of pride. But last time I went against Ohio State, it burned me. So I'm going to lay 2 confidence points on Ohio State to cover this spread.
You talked yourself into that one.
Yeah.
I think the way you started talking about this game is the right way to talk about this game. I know Michigan isn't what they were, and I know Ohio State is good, but 21.5, Michigan for 4, or Michigan for 5. Jeff.
Too many points to put on that game. I'm in the same boat, essentially, that rivalry game, biggest game of the year on both teams' schedule, at least in the regular season, but Michigan stinks. I'll take them for 1, though.
Duda?
Yeah, Michigan is not good. And Ohio State, if they get the chance, they will run this up. It is a ton of points, but I don't like Michigan. I've watched them play a couple times. No, thank you. I'll take Ohio State for 4.
And finally, Max.
Yeah, I'm with Anthony on this. A lot of points, but I'll take Ohio State for 2 because, you know, Michigan isn't good this year.
Well, I feel better about this pick with both Max and the big fella taking Ohio State. No offense, guys. You're doing great.
Well,
now
Duda
we go
too.
To the NFL. Minnesota and Arizona in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. The Vikings are 3.5-point favorite. We start this one with me, and I like Minnesota here. I think Arizona is a decent team, but 3.5 is not enough. Minnesota for 6. Jeff.
Yeah, I'm scared of this game, to be quite frank. If I'm a real bettor, I'm not coming anywhere near it. Minnesota is winning a lot, but not winning by much. They struggle with Jacksonville. They struggle, it seems like, every week. Can they beat Arizona by four at home? I guess I got Minnesota for four.
Well, you're right where I was, practically.
Yeah, but I don't feel good about it.
What about you, what about you, Duda?
Arizona is up and down. They're more down than up. Minnesota's got a good defense. I think Minnesota wins this pretty handily. So I'm going to throw a six spot on it.
Max.
Yeah, Arizona doesn't have anybody that will cover Justin Jefferson. This is easy. Vikings for five.
And finally, Anthony.
Well, it is in Minnesota. Like I said, they have a defense. They have Justin Jefferson. I mean, everything that has been said can be said. So I am going to drop a sixth spot on Minnesota.
A lot of agreement there. Let's get to Green Bay, Miami. In Green Bay, the Packers, a 3.5-point favorite. Jeff?
It's a gift. As Jason Duda will attest, Miami going to a cold weather environment, short week. Tua doesn't play well in the cold. Easy. Green Bay for seven.
What about you, Duda?
Well, I'm not sure what to do now, because that's exactly what I was thinking. I might have to change mine.
Go for it. Please
do. Go ahead. Change it.
I can't, because Green Bay should win this game by more than 3.5. Green Bay for seven.
Max, what about you?
Yeah, anything
Miami's got a.
But anything below.
Go ahead, Max.
Anything below 70 degrees, they can't play in. I'll take the pack for four. It's going to be cold and snowy.
Is it?
Miami's not going to go to.
Anthony.
Be serious.
Miami's playing
this. Green Bay. I'm rolling with Green Bay all the way. As a matter of fact, I'm using my eighth spot on Green Bay just because the fact it is in Green Bay. And we saw how Miami performed when it's below freezing when they played against Kansas City. So ain't nothing changed.
What's the weather going to be? Green Bay for how many?
There's some precipitation in the forecast. Green Bay, eight.
What are you now, weatherman?
I mean, just look at it logically. Crying out loud.
Figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, give me a break, people. Green Bay for seven.
Yeah. And then you do that.
Baltimore, Philadelphia. They're playing you like a violin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Like a fiddle. Baltimore, Philadelphia in Baltimore. Good game. The game of the week in the NFL. Ravens a 3.5-point home favorite. This will be an interesting one here. Duda.
I just think this should be a tight game. It should be close. Should be a lot of Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley going at it here. I think it's a 3-point game. Could go either way. So I'll take three and the hook. Give me Philadelphia for five.
Ah, the hook.
Philadelphia.
The hook will bring you back, my friends.
Max.
What did he take Eagles for? I didn't hear him.
Five.
Nice. Yeah, Saquon Barkley. Yeah, the Eagles are too tough. Ravens are skittish. I'll take the Eagles for six.
Where are you on this one, Anthony?
Yeah, Baltimore kind of scares me because when they play against teams that resist, they don't do too well. I mean, look at Pittsburgh. I mean, so I might have to go with Philadelphia on this too, but my confidence points, I'm only dropping the only number I have left, one.
Yeah, I only have the one left, too, and I don't have a lot of confidence. I think Baltimore being at home is a big factor here. But I'm going to pick Philadelphia for one and not damage myself too much. Jeff?
I'm going against the grain. Man, it does feel like it's going to be a field goal game, but I've got it written down in ink. Take that hook, shove it where the sun don't shine, and grab Baltimore for five.
You're fading in this game.
Yeah, I was just best last week.
No, well, you had a decent week.
Thank you.
And finally, the bonus game, the Raiders and Kansas City at Arrowhead. Kansas City giving 13.5 points in a rivalry game. Kansas City never covers. This is a 1-10 pointer, but You either get the points or you lose them in this one. We start with Duda. No, we start with Max. It's Max's turn.
I want to start with Duda just so I can play off him.
We know what Max is going to do.
I don't even know who the quarterback's going to be for the Raiders this week. But 13.5 points, I'll take the Raiders for four.
Just four confidence
I
points.
I trust Max Crosby to make a hurting.
There is no more dysfunctional organization than the Raiders. Well, maybe the Cowboys. But Kansas City does not cover spreads. 13.5, that is entirely too much. So I'm going to lay 6 confidence points on the Raiders to cover.
It's so hard to bet on the Raiders for anything.
It sure is.
But Kansas City, this game is always difficult to pick. Vegas, if you don't cover me here, I'm completely done with you forever. The Las Vegas Raiders for 7 confidence points. Jeff.
Yeah, I feel like I probably won't miss another game. So I've got some numbers, some big numbers to play around with. I can maybe get a little creative.
Just make the pick. Nobody cares what you think.
I do. I want to hear it.
And Patrick Mahomes was talking about we need a blowout. We just got to get one. So this will be the one. Kansas City for 9.
Duda, that is so not what you typically would pick.
No, it's not. And the problem is, I don't know, Aiden O'Connell possibly. Christmas last year, Vegas went in there, beat them. I got to think it's got to happen, and I'm thinking it's this game. I got KC for 10, and I don't do that very often.
That's a panic pick.
A panic pick.
That's a panic pick.
I am winning this by a landslide, and you think I have to
quite a landslide.
Yeah, you're panicking.
Landslide.
You're choking your guts. And it's fun to watch.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, you keep saying that every week, and you keep falling further and further behind.
Anthony, we always enjoy it. Thank you. Have a very good Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you next week.
You too. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to all of y'all. Appreciate you.
All right.
Later, big fella.
Shockers play tomorrow at 11 o'clock against Minnesota down in Orlando. Minnesota, I don't think they're tremendously good, but they got a kid by the name of Dawson Garcia who's averaging 22 points and 8 rebounds per game, so they'll have to figure out a way to maybe impede him a little bit. Right now in college basketball, West Virginia has upended Gonzaga.
Really?
West Virginia, your team.
I don't mind their basketball program.
Who went there to coach?
Darian DeVries.
Yeah. That's a pretty big win for Darian.
Against
off the third-ranked Zags. Yeah, nice win. And later, starting here in just a few minutes, the championship game of the Maui Classic, Memphis and Auburn. I saw that Houston plays Notre Dame, wherever they're playing in their tournament. They play at 11:30 tonight. I will not make that.
Who did Houston play last night? Somebody good.
They got beat. Alabama.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you have a good Thanksgiving, you and your family, and headed over to the godparents' house. And is that even close to being accurate?
Pretty close. Yeah, it's good enough.
All right,
it works
as long as I'm in the ballpark.
You're in the ballpark. You're in the ballpark.
Well, enjoy it. I know you. You love the holiday.
Oh, I will, and same to you and everyone listening. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Be safe out there and enjoy.
What do you have to say to the listeners?
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Well, that sounded about as sincere
as when he talks to us.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the norm.
We're certainly very thankful for your listenership.
Notice how he finishes your listenership. Exactly. You're even angry when you're thankful.
Thanks, everybody.
It's awesome that you take the time to listen to our show. And despite what you just heard from Jeff, we are thankful.
Well, of course we are.
We are.
And we'll be back here on Monday. By the way, Monday, we will be celebrating our 9th year on the air. Actually, we started 9 years from Sunday. On December 1st, 2015. That was our very first show, the Bob and Jeff Show. And 9 years later, can you imagine it?
How has it still been on?
I don't know. Somebody's not paying attention.
They just don't have anything to fill this time slot, or how's it working?
Somebody's not manning the books. I don't know what they're doing. But here we are, day after day.
Are we going to make it 10?
I think 10 is a good jumping off point.
Call it good? Well, jumping off means starting.
No, jumping off. I'm done. I'm jumping off. You jump on when you're starting. Explain something to him,
dude. If I'm jumping off, I'm done. Jumping off.
And what a way to end it.
You're wrong.
Jumping off is when you're starting something. You jump on.
Jumping off point, the point from which something has begun. Idiots.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I can read anything. I can get my phone.
But while you're doing it, look up jumping off
point. Moron. That's what Jeff Lutz is.
Is that what it says?
Thanks.
Actually got a picture.
Cool.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We're sorry we had to end it on that note. We'll see you on Monday.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody brags about their car's resale value at a dinner party. Nobody posts about it on social media. It's not the reason you fall in love with a vehicle. But 5 years in, it's one of the clearest signs that you made the right decision. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For 6 consecutive years, Toyota has been named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book. And many Toyota models, like the Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner, are best in their class according to KBB. Because Toyota doesn't just build vehicles for the moment, they build for the miles ahead, which is something every Toyota owner can appreciate. So stop by your local Toyota dealer and enjoy the affordability of a great deal today, plus the value that lasts long after your purchase. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!